This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you guys doing today?
We're good. Have you been pumped all week about what's going on and that win over Pittsburgh last week and watching what this team's been able to do to get to the playoffs and where they're at right now?
Dude, that was the best thing ever. You're talking about, like, redemption. That was the best. And now people are always saying things like, oh, well, there's no way they're going to beat KC. I tell people all the time, you cannot say that on any given Sunday anybody can win.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Jamel. So you were watching that game. You were part of the 0-2 team, I believe, right, that made the playoffs?
Yes, I was.
I thought so. So what was it like? I know you guys ended up coming up short. Was it so much sweeter to know that they had the same situation that you had and then came out with the win?
Oh, it was awesome. That's why I said the redemption was just amazing. I mean, it played out the exact same like it happened in 2002. Like, we had to play a team, and then we had to play the Steelers all over again. It was like that. It was all in a row. You know what I'm saying? So for me, it was awesome. Now, the scary part was, like, when I start seeing them drop back and he start picking the holes apart a little bit, I was like, oh, my God, please don't let that happen. So that was a little scary part. But I'm so happy that they pulled it off. It was amazing for me.
All right. So what did you think then halfway through the game when Chris Collinsworth said, oh, you know, I got a text from Coach Cower, and Coach Cower said, hey, don't forget the Browns had that big lead the last – like, I was ready to punch the TV when he said that. I like Cower, but I'm like, really? You're going to drop that? And then he's going to say this in the middle of the game. And I got mad when he said it. I was like,
it was a completely different scenario. Like, it's not the same how it was back then. Like I just said, it seemed like the Browns kind of laid off a little bit, and then they kind of figured out, like, we can't do this, because those little yards turns into big scores. You know what I'm saying? So when they were sitting up there dinking and dunking, it was like, for me, please don't let this happen again, because that's exactly what happened to us. We kind of took our foot off the pedal a little bit, and that gave them a little bit more momentum, and then they ended up winning. So, you know, they went in, they corrected it, and it worked in our favor. And coaches and players or whatever could say whatever they want, just like Juju Smith or whoever, same old Browns. It's just crazy, because then – they're sitting on the sideline looking crazy and upset. It's not the same old Browns. I mean, the culture here has always been winning. You know, that was like way back. So if it's the same old Browns, that's great. I would love it to be the same old Browns, because the same old Browns always won.
So you've got Patrick Mahomes next. What do you, if you're a running back in this game, you're running the ball heavily to try to keep him off the field, or you got a different way?
Oh no, I'm running that ball. I am running that ball until I can't run it no more. You know what I mean? That wastes time. You got two good running backs, so it's not like you have to go search for people. I mean, you could plug them in as you go. I mean, but I would run the ball like nobody's business.
All right, so let me ask you this question, because we were talking about it before. Would you run Chubb and Hunt at the same time? And why do you think the Browns don't do that?
I would put them in the game at the same time in certain packages, because, you know, that's what we used to do with, you know, if it was me and William Green or me and Lee Suggs or me and James Brown or whatever or James Jackson, whatever the case was, it just gives a perception. Now you have to worry about both of them instead of just one of them. And then how many people do you put in a box? That can open up, you know, your wide receivers, your tight end, and, you know, it gives a different option. So if it's me, I'm trying to find packages to where I could put both of them in the game. But if I'm going to put both of them in the game, there's a plan for it. So I think trying to get them both involved at the same time is a good idea. But there's no way you're going to sit there and try and run them both at the same time, obviously.
Jamel White joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. What's it like being in a huddle or in a locker room where the offense is looking at each other and going, okay, we pretty much have to score most of the time down the field? Does that pump you up a little bit or does it make you worry?
Oh, no, it doesn't make me worry. I mean, I get pumped up, man. Like, that's just a sense of urgency. Every time you step out on the field, and if you're an offensive player and you don't want the defense to come back on the field, you want to stay out there as long as you possibly can. So every time I used to be in the huddle, like when I was in the huddle with Tim and Kelly, it was completely different because they had their way of going about things. You know, and if we had to run the ball, they'd be like, hey, you know, they used to call me Swole. So they'd be like, hey, Swole, you know, keep it in the middle of the field just in case we have to kick a field goal. We make it easy for Phil. So for me and for everybody who plays offense, you want to be out there. You always have a sense of urgency of scoring. That's the whole plan.
All right, so what did we learn about the Browns last week with Kevin Stefanski not being on the sidelines and not playing and not having Joel Bitonio back like they do this week? What did we learn about this team last week when they were missing some huge elements?
Oh, their roster is deep. I mean, that's what you learn. I mean, you go out there and you look at the overall grand scheme of the game. You know what I mean? Like, so you're just plugging in people as they fall off. Like the big thing is like the next guy up. So what we've learned was they just have good players. They want to win and they're hungry to win. That's what I saw last week. And not having your head coach there kind of throws you off a little bit. But when you're confident in what you're doing, you could go out there and just play, you know. Now, when he wasn't there and the other coach stepped in for him, it didn't look any differently to me. You know, it still looked like the Browns were executing all their plays. The players were out there just going. And it's always helpful when you're playing against Pittsburgh and when they're talking crazy in the newspaper and all that stuff. That's always a plus.
Are you guys using all that stuff as bulletin board material as Claypool and Juju are running their mouths?
Oh, absolutely, man. Like, dude, in our game, Joey Porter was talking crazy before we played him. All and then we got out there and we were beating the brakes off of him. And I can remember he was covering me on one play and he was crying, man, I can't believe this, man. How are we going to lose the Al? This is stupid. That's how he was talking. And I was just like, ah. But later on, you know, that changed up a little bit. Then he started doing his little kick when they start winning. I'm like, dude, you just went from crying to kicking at the ground. How is that possible?
So that Sammy Watkins tweet is being basically plastered on the locker room right now?
Oh, absolutely. If they're talking crazy, I mean, the reality is that's just motivation for people. You know, like, if you're going to sit up there and say all this stuff ahead of time, if I'm those guys, I'm like, all right, I'm motivated. Let's go get it. Now, Kareem Hunt going into this game, he has a different motivation. So he's going to come out. I expect him to come out on fire.
But it's a weird spot, though, because he was friends with all those guys. Kansas City had to let him go. It wasn't like – I mean, he put himself in a bad spot, and then he lied to the team about what had happened. And, you know, like, I get it, and I understand why Kansas City let him go. I'm just – you know, he said yesterday he plays with all that fire, but I listened to his press conference yesterday. I'm like, oh, man, please don't give them any bulletin board material. Please don't give them any bulletin board. And he didn't. He didn't. But it was it's a weird spot to be in.
Well, you know what? You look at stuff like that, it's always a weird spot to be in. But it's business. You know what I mean? Like, the NFL is a big business. And, you know, as players get older and they play in the NFL, they start recognizing the business part of it. But when you're on the field, like I had friends on the opposite team, it did not matter. If I stepped out on the field, it was game on. We could be friends after the game. During the game, right. I'm trying to do what's best for my city. I'm trying to do what's best for our organization, and that means that we have to win. I have to come out here and do whatever I have to do to ensure that we make it to the next playoff game.
All right, 15-second question, Jamal. The Browns win if?
The Browns win if they run that ball. That's how they will win. They will if they mix it up a little bit. They got to run and pass, but they got to be heavy on the run.
Run first. Jamal, as always, thank you. Appreciate it, Kent. Hopefully we'll talk to you next week about another game. If not, we'll talk. I don't want to talk about the alternative, but we'll talk about another game. Thanks, my friend.
No problem. I'll holler at you guys.
Talk soon, man. Thanks.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.